over the weekend, it's Trina Mara and our menopause mini-series continues. Loretta Dignam is in studio from the menopausehub.ie. Thanks for coming back, Loretta.
Thank you for having me back, Trina.
So the last day we were speaking about the perimenopause, which is the very, very beginning when you start to get the symptoms. Let's talk today about the menopause. How do you know that you've actually reached that stage?
Well, the number one thing is that you haven't had periods for 12 months. So what women often experience is maybe they might have had a period for 6 months and they think, oh, I'm nearly there. And then maybe 8 months in, they get another period. So then you have to start back to 12 months again from that. So that's when you know you're officially in the menopause. Your body has stopped producing eggs and your estrogen levels are falling.
Okay, so when you are getting your periods, it must be so irregular that it's really hard to know when they're going to turn up at that point.
Exactly. In my own case, it was literally they stopped and then I didn't have another period ever again. But a lot of women who come to us would have, you know, fluctuating and would say, well, I had 8 months and then I got a period. So then you really have to start again for that 12-month cycle. But it really is a sign that the eggs are diminished.
Okay, but as we mentioned, it doesn't mean that your childbearing years are over necessarily. Some women get pregnant.
Absolutely. And so I do think there is a big cautionary note there for you that until you're 2 years postmenopausal, you should be using protection in order to avoid getting pregnant.
So talk to me then, Loretta, about the most common symptoms for women who are experiencing menopause. Sometimes women feel like they must be the only ones that are finding it hard to cope and they go, God, women do this every day of the week. Why am I finding it so hard? So what are the main symptoms, first of all?
Well, every woman is different and everybody experiences menopause differently. So, however, there are about 34 to 40 different symptoms, which women don't know. So there are the psychological and emotional. So there, women experience anxiety, which maybe they've never experienced before. They experience anger, they experience low mood, they experience depression. Some women experience panic attacks. So there's a whole load in that area. Then there's a whole load in the physical area, which is, you know, obviously the very famous hot flushes, the night sweats, insomnia. Sleep is a huge issue for women. Sleep and lack of. And that causes a whole vicious circle down. And then there's the sexual ones, which are loss of libido. And then there's the ones that are called related to your bladder, which is UTIs. And the other big thing that happens is everything basically dries up once the estrogen declines, because estrogen touches almost every cell in the female body. And if it doesn't touch it, it has a conversation with it. So actually what happens is vaginal dryness, and nobody talks about that. And that's very uncomfortable for women, not only from a sexual perspective, but in general, women talk to us that they, you know, about running, cycling, horse riding, etc. They can't do those anymore. So, and that's and it can be a burning sensation and so on. And there's lots of treatment available. And that's why I would say to women, don't feel alone, don't suffer in silence, because there is help out there. And a lot of women come to us and they would say that they feel alone, isolated, because nobody talks about it. And they also feel they're going mad. And they say, you know, these things are happening to me and I don't know what's going on. I just don't know. And it's a very, very lonely, isolating time. It can be for women.
So what is the typical age then when the menopause kicks in? Because, it's, you know, we're all still working at that age.
That's right. And a lot of women may have reached the kind of the peak of their careers and they fought very hard to get to that position. The average age of menopause is 51. The average length of time for menopause and perimenopause is 7.4 years. The average length of time postmenopause is 4.5 years. So this stuff doesn't happen quickly. Now, for some women, 20% of women get no symptoms, 80% get symptoms, 45% will get moderate to severe symptoms. And some will get all symptoms, some will get very few symptoms. So it really, really depends. And some women will find it debilitating and it gets in the way of their living their lives. Other women find it much more bearable. So a lot of different ways it affects women.
Do women still get embarrassed then bringing it up at the GP to think, well, this isn't really an illness, so why would I mention it to the GP?
Yeah, a lot of women would be embarrassed. I mean, one woman said to me, there isn't a big sign over your door, is there, when I go in? I said, no, it's a small, discreet sign on the wall. But women would be embarrassed. But a lot of what has happened to us now, and obviously there are brilliant GPs out there, and we don't see those patients. But the women that do come to us, may have been told by their GP that they're too young, that their blood tests, and we can talk about blood tests, that their blood tests are fine and that, you know, so therefore there's nothing wrong with them. They may have been told to just get on with it. Isn't that what nature intended? And they may be dismissed, or they may be told that they're not suitable for treatment. So a lot of women would be feeling, oh, well, I've been sent away by a medic. It must be me. I must be imagining it.
So what would make somebody not suitable for treatment?
If you've had a history of blood clots, that would mean you would that would be a contraindication. If you've had breast cancer yourself previously, and depending on the type of breast cancer, maybe your mother had, if your mother had breast cancer, they would be significant sort of contraindications.
So what can you do then, Loretta? What do you do when people go to see you?
Well, we have a number of different services in our clinic. We have medical doctors. We have an all-female team. We have a psychologist, because CBT, which is cognitive behavioural therapy, can be very helpful with symptoms. We have an acupuncturist and a physiotherapist. And we've just recently added to our team a dietitian and a nutritionist, because weight can be a big issue for women. So you can access all those services yourself without being referred from anybody. So you can access them all, or none of them, or some of them. Most people would come to our doctor first.
And is the weight gain as a result, like, are women eating more when they're going through this, or is it just it's hormonal, you put on the weight when you go through menopause?
What actually happens, and I keep talking about estrogen is to me a wonder hormone. It is responsible for so much good, and yet obviously if you don't have it, for so much bad. So what actually happens when your estrogen levels are falling is that the fat deposits in different places than it used to. So hence the fat around the middle, around the hips, that kind of thing.
The middle-aged spread that they talk about.
Yeah. That's exactly it. And so as a result, obviously our metabolism is slowing down as well. And women say to me, but I'm eating and exercising the same as I always did, and yet I can't shift this weight. So it's really about understanding what's happening physiologically to your body and then trying to adapt to that.
Okay, well, we're going to talk more next week about the feelings around this, the finality of not being able to have a baby. Not that you want to have another one at that age, but it's a very final period in your life. So we're going to talk about that next week, Loretta. But if we want to contact you at the Menopause Hub, how can we do that?
You can find us on our website, themenopausehub.ie.
Great stuff. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.